Yeah, fish gulps is the topic for today, as you would have seen in the episode title. So, be aware of your use of air. Do you tend to gulp? Or are you squeezing out the final words in a sentence with the last ounce of air that you've got spare? And indeed, what about your other breathing habits as well? Be aware that in certain situations you may feel short of breath. If you're recovering from an illness, if you're nervous, if you're tense, if you take in too much air than you actually need to use, you can take fish-like gulps. You may get lightheaded. You may damage your vocal folds. Take a deep breath now and notice what you feel in your larynx area. Feel the strain of air trying to get out. That's subglottal pressure again, leading your folds to have to work much harder to release just what you need, just when you need it. And that can lead to damage, vocal fatigue, and a limit to the range you can talk in. So, you need to be able to take in just enough air to power your voice for what you want to say, and then control the flow of the fuel steadily. So how do you know your airflow? That's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.